Hello, this is Chris Weed with an idea, something to practice, and help through the weeds. Let's do this. What is desire? It drives you, it feeds you, it moves you to action and inaction. Desires are powerful. They're drives that move you to great things. Your desires can drive your habits to do amazing things and help you be in a better place. If you understand your desires, you can use them to become an even greater version of yourself. One of the things to remember, though, are your desires true? Are they healthy? Are they actionable? Are they necessary? Are they kind? Quick acronym for the word THANK. Some examples of people who are driven by their desires, if they're healthy or not. In Star Wars, Luke had a desire to save his father. He had a desire to save his father and help him and knew that he still had good within him. Luke's father, Anakin, had a desire for Padme, but he wanted to own, he wanted to control, he wanted to save. Not a healthy desire. So your desires can be helpful or they can be hurtful. In the practice of what you do, you have to find what you truly want. Most times what you truly want is a closer connection with people. You may think to yourself that you want to eat something or you want to, but you really just, in a lot of cases, just feeling a part of yourself when truly what you want to do is eat or be with others and be helpful to others. And if that's the case, then that's what you need to focus on. Because the happiest people in the world are typically those who do things with others, love others, and therefore are loved. So if your desires are driving you to do the actions of being loving and being loved, of being healthy and giving health, if they are true, if they are helpful, if they are actionable, necessary, and kind, then your desires will be good. So, in practice, find what you truly want. What do you truly want? What is it that you desire? Find a closer, if it's a closer connection with people, then be with people. Learn how to be with people. Ask yourself if it is true, actionable, necessary, and kind. And if you can say yes, then it is a good thing. Always be healthy with others, and they will be healthy with you. Always learn to be around and with others. Give a joyous face. Give joy, you will receive joy. If that is what you desire, then it will be a good thing. So in practice, find those moments where you can figure out and understand what it is that you truly desire. And if it is people, find a way for it to be healthy and thank them. Thank you. Thank you for coming as we journey through the weeds. Remember the practice, and I hope you'll be in a better place and a better version of you.